The Pentagon says it's obvious. Lisa Brady, Fox News.
The international community has spoken on this. The president has spoken on this. We've spoken on this, that we believe the Russians are committing war crimes in Ukraine.
Pentagon spokesman John Kirby says the evidence has to be gathered and documented after what Ukraine's president calls genocide in towns near the capital, where hundreds of civilians have been found not just dead, but seemingly tortured and executed. President Biden's national security advisor giving a briefing on what may come next. Fox's Grinnell Scott has more live.
Lisa, Jake Sullivan said he encapsulated the Russian war plan in a simple way.
Russia has tried to subjugate the whole of Ukraine, and it has failed. Now it will attempt to bring parts of the country under its rule.
He says eastern and parts of southern Ukraine will likely be the Russian focus while causing terror attacks on civilian targets. Sullivan says the U.S. and its allies will continue to stand with Ukraine
for as long as it takes.
He also said that the U.S. is looking into pursuing a war crimes trial for Russian President Putin, but will consult with allies on that, Lisa.
Thanks, Grinnell. A Senate panel is just deadlocked on the vote to refer Supreme Court nominee Ketanji Brown Jackson to the floor. The Judiciary Committee splitting along party lines, so the full Senate will vote tonight to discharge the nomination from committee, but a final confirmation vote still expected this week. Several states are suing over the plan to rescind the pandemic-era rules that turns away many asylum seekers.
Three Republican-led states, Arizona, Missouri, and Louisiana, announced today they are suing the Biden administration over its decision to drop Title 42 on May 23rd of next month. They say that decision will have catastrophic impacts here on the border.
Fox's Bill Malusian in La Jolla, Texas. Homeland Security insists it has a strategy to deal with potentially more migrants. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
One person's in custody in connection with a mass shooting over the weekend in Sacramento, California, but he's described as a related suspect, and the search continues for perhaps multiple shooters.
Police in Sacramento are combing through hundreds of pieces of evidence. 18 people were shot. 6 people were killed. 5 victims remain hospitalized. Detectives found a stolen handgun at the scene and say a street brawl may be connected. Sacramento's mayor calling gun violence a sickness. But even as the manhunt continues, he is still encouraging people to come out and enjoy the downtown area's bars and restaurants.
Fox's Claudia Cowan in Sacramento. Police say more than 100 rounds were fired during early morning hours yesterday. Senate negotiators say they have reached agreement on a slimmed down $10 billion package to keep fighting COVID. However, this plan drops funding to help other nations fight the pandemic. They may not dominate the day after headlines, but country stars also shining bright at the Grammys.
Chris Stapleton was a big winner at the 64th Annual Grammy Awards. The country star took home Best Country Album for Starting Over. Stapleton took the stage and spoke about missing his kid's birthday that night.
So I think a lot about, sacrifices. Because I missed out on some of their birthday today. So.
The sound courtesy of the Recording Academy and CBS. Stapleton has 5 kids. The country star is a Recording Academy favorite. He picked up 2 awards in the pre-Grammy ceremonies. Carrie Underwood took the stage to perform Ghost Story, and the brothers Osborne took home a Grammy for their song, the LGBT-themed Younger Me. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
March Madness wraps up tonight when Kansas and North Carolina face off for the men's college basketball championship. Kansas has won it three times, North Carolina looking for a seventh championship. I'm Lisa Brady. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean Podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.